With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's yet another school mass abduction, this one in Nigeria. Armed men have attacked a Catholic school in a western part of the country, abducting up to some 200 school children and staff. The attack comes even as its president vows to step up security.
His spokesman cited security breaches in Kebbi State, referring to the kidnapping of 24 schoolgirls Monday and a separate church attack where gunmen killed two people. Civil leaders where the school is located say the tragedy could have been avoided if security forces had acted on information about suspicious movements days before the attack.
And that is correspondent Jennifer King. Friday's incident happened at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community. E.J. Antoni, chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, says Trump economic policies are undoing the damage done over the Biden years.
You had all of this job growth, but it was in government or it was going to foreign-born workers, not actually native-born Americans getting employed. And today it's exactly the opposite.
Antoni made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Lawyer, National Review columnist Andrew McCarthy says one casualty of releasing the Epstein files could be the loss of confidentiality granted to grand jury witnesses.
If it becomes the thought of people that if I cooperate with the government and give them stuff about me that may be embarrassing, even if it's not criminal, what's my assurance that a year from now or 3 years from now, because a bunch of politicians in Washington decide that they're curious about it, that my confidentiality will be preserved?
Congress this week passed and President Trump signed a bill forcing the Justice Department to release all the files in the Epstein case. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up by 493 points, the NASDAQ up 195, and the S&P 500 eked out a 65-point gain. This is SRN News. Americans don't seem to agree on what's ailing the country right now.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Russian crackdown on religious freedom continues. Three more Baptist churches have been shut down for failing to register with the government. Those congregations are members of the Council of Baptist Churches, which never has registered with the government and vows never to do so. The Russian regime has been moving against all unregistered religious groups in the past 2 years, passing new restrictions on what they may and may not do when they worship. This is SRN News. The USS Gerald R. Ford, that is the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, has recently arrived near Venezuela as part of a military buildup in the region. It coincides with U.S. airstrikes on those drug vessels as well. Senator Tom Cotton supports President Trump's strategy of attacking the drug vessels. He says the approach is more effective than simply seizing the ships.
Interdicting these boats is simply not a satisfactory solution. One, it's very dangerous for our soldiers, for our sailors, for Coast Guardsmen, as we've seen in the past, you know, with interdictions off the coast of Somalia that led to the death of several sailors, I think just last year, maybe 2 years ago. And two, it's just something that these cartels build into their business model.
And Senator Cotton says the attacks make the drug dealers think twice before using or abordering drug vessels to send their products into the United States. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.